The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I hope you and your team are ready for a great new year. I'd like to take just a few minutes today to talk to you about a subject near, but sometimes not so dear to our hearts, staffing. Or to be more precise, weekend staffing. I've kidded with in-store bankers for the past decade or so that most small business people would scratch their heads in amazement at how most in-store branches tend to be staffed. Our scheduling of manpower in the branches often seems counterintuitive. Now first, let me say that I absolutely understand the challenges of staffing in a small team with long hours world. In 20 years of working with in-store locations, I've never had one manager tell me that he or she had more people than they knew what to do with. Effective and productive scheduling is harder than most outsiders realize. So again, I don't pretend that the issue is an easy one. But that said, here's something that has perplexed me through the years. If our in-store branches truly exist to market and sell our products and services, to grow, to bring new relationships to our banks and credit unions, we logically would want to do the best we can to have our branches staffed up for the times our stores are at their busiest. It's pretty basic math. When you have a finite amount of a resource, in this case, your banker's hours, you'd like to use that resource when it has the greatest opportunities to benefit you. Consider this. The busiest grocery shopping days for full-time workers are, in order, Saturday, then Sunday, then Friday. About 70% of major shopping trips conducted by full-time workers happen on those days. Now, we're especially interested in when full-time workers shop for good reasons. For one, these are the folks most likely to want and qualify for loans. They're also far more likely to use the products and services that generate fee income for the bank or credit union. Suffice it to say that full-time workers are a large and incredibly important group. Yet, when I visit an in-store location anywhere across the United States on, say, a Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m., I'll find the full staff there. If I pop in on a Saturday at, say, 11 a.m., I'll almost always find a grand total of 2 employees in the branch, just enough to legally keep the place open. Our stores are never more filled with opportunities, and we're staffed in a manner that all but guarantees we'll be unable to uncover them. I could spend another 30 minutes listing all of the reasons this happens, some reasonable and some not. I understand. But think for a minute what a small business person would think of most in-store branches' staffing models. Let's see. You sell certain products and services to make a living. Your career succeeds or fails based on your ability to sell or grow your business. You know the group of people who are most likely to want to buy the things you sell. You know when this group of people is most likely to be in your building, allowing you to talk with them face to face and build those relationships. And then you staff your business in a directly inverse way to that reality. Okay. I like to kid with branch managers that if you've ever been with a professional, or at least serious fishermen, many will have radars on their boats. They're looking for dots on that screen that tells them there are fish there. Because even a great fisherman isn't going to have success if he isn't seeing dots on that screen. I tell in-store branches that their radars are telling them their dots, their potential customers, are clustered on Saturday, Sunday, and Friday. Your chances for success are best on those days. Even if the weekends are not your busiest new account opening days, they are your most productive relationship generating days. Our small teams have their greatest opportunities to meet and greet the most people in the shortest amount of time on the weekends. Operating an in-store branch on the weekend is not something we simply do to fulfill the promise of 7-day-a-week banking. Weekend hours aren't simply a feature of in-store branches. In an industry in which branch visits are becoming fewer by the year, our weekend hours, with stores filled with customers, are a true competitive advantage. Do everything you can this year to capitalize on that advantage. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.